rather be dead or you'd rather be blind?
It's 6 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today is Sunday, June the 11th, 2017. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, for another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Those numbers again. Only one number, really. 1-855-915-WMFO. And if you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it's 4:11 on June 11th, and so let's get right into the Major League Baseball scores here on a Brown Perspective on Sports. Interleague play. 3 interleague games yesterday. The Rangers 6 and the Nationals 3. The Twins 3 and the Giants 2. The Royals 12 and the Padres 6. Over in the senior circuit, the Mets 6 and the Braves 1 after the first game of a doubleheader. In the second game, the Mets 8 and the Braves 1. Cardinals 7 and the Phillies zip. The Rockies 9 and the Cubs 1. The Pirates 7 and the Marlins 6. Dodgers 5 and the Reds 4. And the Diamondbacks 3 and the Brewers 2. Over in the junior circuit, the Rays 6 and the A's 5. That game went 10 innings. And that was the first game of a doubleheader. In the second game of the doubleheader, the A's 7 and the Rays 2. Astros 3 and the Angels 1. Red Sox 11 and the Tigers 3. White Sox 5 and Cleveland 3. Yankees 16 and the Orioles 3. The Blue Jays 4 and the Mariners 2. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 0 for 3, scored a run. He got 3 RBIs, however. And he's hitting .261 on the season. Dustin Pedroia went 2 for 4, scored 3 runs with an RBI. He's hitting .291. Nice to have Dustin back in the lineup. Bogaerts went 3 for 5, scored 2 runs. Got an RBI. He's hitting .332. Moreland went 2 for 3, scored 2 runs. He got 3 RBIs, also 2 walks. He's hitting .281 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 1 for 4, scored a run with 3 RBIs, and he's hitting .266. Hanley Ramirez went 1 for 5, he's hitting .243. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1 for 4 with a walk, he's hitting .232. Rutledge went 2 for 2, scored a run with 2 RBIs. He also got 3 walks. He's hitting .270 on the season. Sandy Leon did the catching. He went 1 for 4, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .222. Chris Sale went 7 innings, gave up 9 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. Struck out 7, has a 2.97 ERA. He is 8-2 on the season. Bonds came in, pitched an inning, struck out 2. He has a 3.62 ERA. And Boyer pitched the 9th inning, didn't allow anybody on base, and he has a 3.38 ERA. Well, with the Yankees winning, the Red Sox didn't gain any ground. We're still 3 games behind the Yankees. But Baltimore is now 5.5 games back. Tampa Bay, they split a doubleheader. And so they are 6 games back. And Toronto is gaining. Toronto won yesterday. They're gaining on Tampa Bay. They are 6.5 games behind. In Central Division, the Minnesota Twins, they were leading, and they still are. They have a 32-26 record, followed by the Indians, and they're 31-28, they're a game and a half behind. And then Detroit fell, and they're 3.5 games back. Kansas City and Chicago bring up the rear. Out west, Houston, best record in Major League Baseball. Of course, they're playing in one of the weaker divisions in Major League Baseball. That could be part of it. Houston is 45-18. And we won't even mention the Angels, Seattle, Texas, and Oakland. They're so far behind. They're waiting for next season. Over in the National League, the Washington Nationals lost, but they still have a commanding lead over Miami. They're 38-23. And the Marlins, what did they do? The Marlins lost, so they dropped them. They stayed the same, 11 games behind. Atlanta's way back. New York's way back. And Philadelphia's way, 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 way back. In the Central Division, The Milwaukee Brewers lost. They're 33-30. Chicago Cubs lost. They're 30-31. They're two games back. Cincinnati, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh. They're still in the race there. You know, Pittsburgh is only, what, six games back. Colorado Rockies, surprising. They won again yesterday. They're 41-23. Arizona Diamondbacks won. They're 39-25, two games behind. And the Dodgers with their big payroll. They won. They're 38-25. They're 2.5 games back. Then they're the Giants, and then there's San Diego, and they're also playing for next year. So as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, the Yankees seem to be one of the top teams in the American League, along with Houston. Like I said, Houston is hard to judge because they are playing in a very weak division. In Los Angeles, the Angels, who are trailing them, and going to be without Trout for another 2 or 3 weeks. So Seattle hasn't shown me much. Texas I haven't seen. And Oakland, they beat us out there, but I don't think they're really that good. But anyway, Boston is moving up. They're starting to show a little consistency. 7-5 in their last 12 games. So, you know, that certainly helps. So we'll see how far we can go. We need to get the bats in order. The pitching seems to be, we've had the injuries. You know, I was looking at Wright as one of the major starters on the ball club. He's out for the season. Eduardo Rodriguez has kneecap issues. Who knows when he's coming back, and who knows what kind of condition he's going to be in when he comes back. But anyway, Brian Johnson, you know, has been filling in admirably. I don't think he's going down to the minors for a while. David Price can't come back. Two out of his three games weren't that bad. A lot of people following the lead of the media and on Price's back. And, you got to have a disposition that allows you to shut your eyes and close your ears and ignore what's going on and what's being said. Hey, don't make no never mind. Just go out there and do your job. 419 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dot. On the internet, WMFO.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, June the 11th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Oh,
right now, there are over 6 million unwanted dogs and cats in the United States. Most wind up in overcrowded pounds, where they spend their days in steel cages. If they're not claimed in a matter of days, many are destroyed, all because people don't have their pets spayed or neutered. There's an affordable spay and neuter program for dogs and cats. Call 800-321-PETS, 800-321-PETS, or visit friendsofanimals.org. A message from Friends of Animals.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sport. Tommy Host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's get right back into the action here. Okay, National Hockey League, no games last night, but the Penguins lead the Predators 3-2. And I picked the Penguins to win that one. The game number 6 is back in Nashville. But the Predators have been doing very well, at least on their home ice anyway. So we'll see if the Predators can come back and do some more damage to prolong the series. In the National Basketball Association, when it looked like Golden State was going to go foe, the Cavaliers came back and pounded them in game 4. Series goes back to Golden State, and they lead 3-1. Now, I don't know whether the pressure is on Golden State or on the Cavaliers, because no one expects the Cavaliers to win 4 straight. So maybe the pressure has shifted slightly. They not only scored, but they played pretty good defense in game 4. Can they repeat and bring it back to Cleveland? You know, only time will tell. I'm not really sure about that, but we'll see how far that LeBron and the rest of the Cavaliers can go. Kyrie Irving had an awesome game in game 4 as well. And so I heard a ridiculous potential trade that Cleveland, if they don't win it this year, might trade Kyrie Irving to the Clippers for Chris Paul. Are you kidding me? Chris Paul about 4 years older than Kyrie Irving. He can't score like Kyrie Irving. Maybe a better passer. I don't know about the defense. But anyway, no way in the world. Well, what they're trying to say is that if the Cavaliers don't win it this year, that next year LeBron will be on the final year of his contract, he's liable to go elsewhere. And one rumor said that he might go to the LA Lakers, because he has a home out there, and they're in rebuilding mode, and he wouldn't mind playing under Magic Johnson and whoever else they have. They have the second round pick in the draft this year, which could be Lonzo Ball. San Antonio seems to be in decline, and they need a whole lot to get back. There isn't a whole lot of other competition out there. So, we'll see what happens. Another rumor I heard is that Gordon Hayward, who was a free agent, he didn't show up on my free agent list, but my list might have been not complete, obviously, he wasn't on it. But they say that the Miami Heat are interested in seeing if they can persuade him to come down to the sunny climes of Miami instead of the, who knows, unpredictable cold weather up here in Boston. But I still think that if he's going to go elsewhere, that Boston is the place. And we'll get two shooters if we draft Markelle Fultz, and if we can persuade him to come here for top money that we can offer, and that we're also in a rebuilding mode, and, you know, he knows the coach. The coach knows him, and so, therefore, and that'd be interesting. You know, if we get Hayward, are we going to break up our starting rotation? Is he going to be like Isaiah Thomas, who wants to play on the starting in the starting rotation, or will he be willing to come off the bench? Yeah, it'll be pretty good if you figure with the regular starting rotation will be altered, I believe, because we're probably not going to re-sign Amir Johnson, who, you know, from what I understand, has been suffering with ankle problems. Unless he can get that squared away, he's probably not going to be a re-sign. If he does, he's going to be re-signing for a lot less money than he signed here originally. And then we have A to Z. That's what I like to call him, A to Z. Anton Zizek, our 6'11 potential center coming over from, well, he played in the Turkish League, I believe. He's not from Turkey, but that's where he played and did very well from what I understand. Coming off the bench there, but still doing extremely well. Tough rebounder, can score from inside, post up, and he can score from the outside, from what I understand. Has a three-point shot and is not afraid to mix it up. There you go. We need some offensive and defensive reboundings. Desperately. Desperately. And then we have other people. Young May is probably not going to be re-signed. He's going to probably go free agent. And be interesting to see who else. Abdel Nader and Yabusele. Yabusele, you know, from last year's draft. And who else can we pick up? Because I think we have three picks in the second round as well. Are we going to package them in a trade for somebody, another free agent? Who knows? We'll see what happens. It's 4:36 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, June the 11th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk, first she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field, staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date, wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. March for Babies! Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. 440 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on Hills, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. In the WNBA yesterday, the Sun 104 and the Dream 71. The Sky 85 and the Stars 81. The Sparks 89 and the Mercury 87. In that Sun game, they won their third game of the year. A. Thomas got 18 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and a block. Jay Jones went for 20 points, 14 rebounds, and a block. Jay Thomas, went for 14 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Strickland went for 19 points, 5 assists, and 2 steals. C. Williams went for 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. Adams went for 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. B. Jones went for 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals. Bannon went for 2 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. And Fitzgerald went for no points, but got 3 rebounds. Tuck is out with a knee injury, and Kaiser is out with a back injury. They did not play. I don't have the standings, do I? Let me check. I don't know if I have the standings for WNBA. But if I don't, I can tell you that Connecticut only has 3 wins, and they were near the bottom of the pile the last time I looked. WNBA. Yeah, Connecticut is 3-5. And Chicago, the Sky, they are 1-8. And the Dream, Atlanta, 4-4. Who was the other team that played? Oh, the Mercury. Not having a good year. They're 5-4. And who else is out there? Los Angeles. Champion Los Angeles. They're 5-2. And Washington is 6-2. New York is 5-3. Indiana is 3-5. Minnesota is undefeated. Seattle is 5-2. Minnesota is 7-0 on the season. Oh, San Antonio is on the schneid. 0-6. 443 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Sunday, June the 11th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports here virtually every Sunday. Talking sports from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. In the French Open, the women have a new champion, Ostapenko. I think she's very young. Teenager? I don't know, but she's young. Anyway, first major win. And so, therefore, We may have a new women's champion. Serena is with child. Venus is, you know, she plays a good round here and there, but she's, you know, doesn't seem to be championship material anymore. I'm not on a regular basis anyway. And none of the other women who popped up to the surface have been able to stay there. So the air is much too heady for them. Today, I think this morning around 9:30 our time, Wawrinka is going to go up against Nadal for the men's championship in the French Open. If you're a horse racing aficionado, Taprit won the Belmont, and I couldn't get who came in second or third. But Belmont luster was not as great as it might have been, because the winner of the Kentucky Derby was not there, and the winner of the Preakness was not there. And so, therefore, you know, we have three different winners on the three major horse racing events of the year. Taprit wins the Belmont. Okay, where are we going from here, Darnley? It's 4:46 here at WMFO, a Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's talk Boston Celtics basketball. Why are we talking Boston Celtics basketball? Because the draft is this week, I do believe. Is the 16th, I think, Thursday or Friday of this week is the NBA draft. And it looks like Markel Fultz is going to come here with the first pick. And as I said earlier in the program, I see him coming off the bench as point guard, shooting guard, playing alongside Marcus Smart, probably, with Thomas and Avery Bradley, the starting guards. Like I said, Anton Zizek, Mr. A to Z. I think I look for him to be the starting center. I would be shocked if he's not. We're not going to bring back Amir Johnson, I don't think, unless we can get him for, you know, next to nothing. Like I said, he needs to get his ankles together before anybody can, you know, really say we're going to do anything as far as bring him on board. Gordon Hayward, you know, I think, what is it, July 1st, he can opt out of his contract and go wherever he pleases. I believe he's going to come to Boston. That's what the consensus is. And having him coming off the bench, you know, certainly would make that second team a pretty awesome offensive unit. If Fultz is as good as they say he is, I've never seen Fultz play, and I've only seen Hayward play a little bit. I haven't seen that much, but his numbers are good. He's been in the league quite a while, 5 years, 6 years now? So you add him to Fultz, and Marcus Smart coming off the bench along with Kelly Olynyk. My joke with Kelly Olynyk is that we need to have a blood transplant or a heart transplant with him and Larry Bird, or him and Dirk Nowitzki, and see if we can get some consistency out of the guy. 27 points in a playoff game, and then what? Zip and 4 points and stuff like that afterwards. What, the average 7 points a game during the season? That's ridiculous. Is this my car? I think that's a pretty cute commercial. That's your car, sweetie. Anyway, getting back to the Celtics in basketball. The bench of the Celtics is probably going to be wide open based upon... we had Abdel Nader, who played pretty well. What, not pretty well. He was, what, MVP of the NBA DL. We have Demetrius Jackson, who could push for a starting position, or a backup position, rather, on the off the bench as a point guard. Matter of fact, the good thing about it is some of the younger guys, have gotten, you know, a little experience, more experience under their belt. They know what it is to play in big, tough games against big, tough players like LeBron James. And so we look for them to have, you know, better years this year than they had last year. And if they can work in some other individuals, can add to the offense and add to the defense, you know, who knows how far we could go. 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. Another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. Far the world of sports is concerned. I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on. Going on. I'll be okay. Going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go. Where are we going to go? Let's go. We're going to talk New England Patriots football. But we'll be right back after this break.
In Africa, 5-year-old Charu has no choice. She and millions like her must walk miles every day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom that expands their minds, and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses caused by dirty water. At World Vision, care about clean water runs deep. Deep enough to reach one new person with clean water every 10 seconds. Because every child, every person, everywhere deserves clean water and a chance to rise to their full potential. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:53 is The Brown Perspective on Sports. Time and host Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. About 7 minutes more on our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Today we're going to talk about the New England Patriots. The OTAs, I believe, are all over. They passed out their gaudy rings from winning Super Bowl number 5. And an interesting question was posed to a sports writer by his editor, saying if the Patriots played their second team, how would they fare as far as the season is concerned? And the writer said, you know, possibly 9-7 because he said the offensive line, the second string offensive line, is good, is fulfilling, but they wouldn't be able to match up consistently against the other team's defensive lines. And so 9-7 is not bad, and that was based upon the fact that they're pretty loaded in the backfield as far as offense is concerned, and their defensive backfield is not that bad either. So that what that says to me is that, yeah, the Patriots are loaded this year. And this is still not really getting a good grasp on how some of the new people that they picked up, the four rookies and the people they picked up from free agency who don't look like they're going to be starters, but, you know, expected to play, you know, important roles as far as the team is concerned. They said that Gilmore looked great in the backfield defensively with Butler on the other side. They ran guys, different guys in and out, so we don't know whether Rowe is going to be the third corner or whether they're going to move him inside or not, but that's a possibility. Looks frightening for the other teams, is concerned. Cooks has been cooking. He beat Butler a couple of times, from what I understand, on passes into the end zone. Here again, you know, the running game, you can't tell because they didn't have the pads on and nobody was hitting. And so, therefore, you can look pretty good running when all they can do is tag you or whatever they do. But anyway, it looks very good. You don't want to get ahead of yourself. You still got to go out there and play the games. But the fact that teams like the New York Jets are jettisoning starting players because of financial needs, and I guess they're just going to try to rebuild through the draft, maybe free agency or whatever. They don't have a quarterback. Buffalo and Miami, it's hard to say that they've improved a whole lot. They did their spending the past couple of years, and it seemed like they cut back this year as far as going out and getting big names. And we keep drafting people that they don't want to re-sign. So it looks pretty good as far as the Patriots going into the 2017-2018 season. Like I said, we still got to play the games. Brady doesn't seem to have fallen off any, and if he has, Garoppolo's right there. And Jacoby Brissett, you know, people were saying, you know, that he's not ready. Well, hey, they pressed him into action last year, and he did pretty well as far as I'm concerned. And when you consider that he was playing, the last game he played with a broken thumb, that's saying something. So, we're just waiting to see. Oh, Julian Edelman signed an extension. Gronkowski. Hey, what can I say? We won the Super Bowl without Gronkowski. Super Bowl game. We got to the Super Bowl because of Gronkowski, but he was out there near the end of the season. His backup that we picked up from the Colts with the number one receiver and blocker on the Colts team last year. Okay, how do you spell loaded? Anyway, it's 4:58. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Plan to be back next Sunday at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. Love to get you involved in a sports conversation, but you got to get out of bed and go to the phone and give me a call. Meanwhile, we invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We are going to be featuring new music and top hits of the year 2017. We've got a lot of great music lined up for you. You don't want to miss it. So until next time, this is yours, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week, and Lord, see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. And by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way very shortly.